You have been the only theologian in the last trial, in the Dover trial. And I think it was very interesting also from our perspective to see what has happened there. Mm-hmm. A judge has decided what has been to be science or not.
Yes.
Can a judge decide whether ID, intelligent design, is science?
Well, in the United States, the reason that this inevitably becomes politicized is because of the firm belief in the doctrine of the separation of church and state, which has been foundational to American life and culture from the very beginning. And by and large, it has worked quite well. And that means that the public schools, the schools which are funded by the state governments, have to adhere to that policy of the separation of church and state. And that means that in the classroom, in a public school, unlike perhaps a parochial school or a parish school, the teacher is not permitted in any way to proselytize, however subtly, by suggesting that, for example, students should read intelligent design tracts alongside of their evolutionary biology textbooks as though these are legitimately competing scientific alternatives. And the great mistake, and I think almost a kind of malice of the intelligent design approach, is to very deceptively try to convince students that intelligent design belongs alongside of Darwinism or evolutionary biology as though it were a scientific alternative, when in fact there's nothing scientific about intelligent design at all. Motivationally, historically, logically, and rhetorically, if you examine the works of the intelligent design advocates, they belong structurally, undoubtedly, to the world of theological and philosophical, metaphysical reflection, and not to the world of science.
That means it was only a strategy to come into the public schools to say,
yes,
intelligent design is science.
Yes, and it was a very deceptive strategy on the part of the advocates of intelligent design to try to wedge, that's the term they use, to wedge the intelligent design response to questions such as, why is there complex design in life? And to postulate the idea, well, that there has to be an intelligent designer, which is unmistakably connected to the history of natural theology and the idea that the intelligent designer is God. And every student in every class in America, when they hear the term intelligent design or intelligent designer, are immediately going to have theological thoughts. Now, as a theologian, I object to this on theological grounds, because the idea of God as an intelligent designer is to me a very deadening and inaccurate representation of the way in which the responsive God of biblical religion interacts with the world in a much more lively way, by making promises, not by designing or fixing things in a determinate configure, or intervening in such a way as to somehow violate the laws of science, of physics and chemistry. We need in theology, we need to understand divine action in such a way as not to make it appear to scientists as though this is an alternative type of physical causation. And theologically, as the great theologian Paul Tillich pointed out, that's objectionable, because when you think of God as one cause among others in the world, you're demoting the transcendent reality and sacredness of the divine to something very mundane. The way I would put it is to say that we are implicitly naturalizing the divine whenever we try to insert intelligent design into the series of causes that explain the natural world. Theologically, the idea of God as one who makes a world that can somehow make itself is a much more impressive creator than one who is constantly tinkering and intervening, as the intelligent design people implicitly are saying.
So to sum up, as you did it in your testimony. Intelligent design is not only a poor science, it's also a poor
theology. If a student of mine were taking a course in biology in public school and the teacher starts talking about intelligent design, as a parent, as someone who's a Roman Catholic and who has been exposed to many richer ways of understanding the divine, I would be offended religiously and theologically. And not just as a parent interested in good science education as well.